Hi there, everyone. This is Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom, the show that talks to you about the Akashic Records and your life, 2012, and all sorts of wonderful things like that. Anyway, I want to talk to you tonight, and I want to have some meaningful conversations. I'd love to answer your questions. I'd love to talk to you about what's meaningful in your life. What's ahead, or what do you want to create for 2012? So why don't you give me a call, and you can reach me here at BBS Radio at a great 800 number, so it doesn't cost you anything to call. If you live in Canada or the United States, you can call 888-429-5471. I had an interesting day today. As you can hear in my voice, I'm literally just getting over being a little under the weather. It keeps coming and going. As I think I mentioned last week, I just can't seem to shake it. But I had a great photo shoot with a wonderful young man by the name of Kevin Richter. And he even came to my apartment because, and it was funny because we did it. We did the photo shoot right there in the lobby. So if you're a friend of mine on Facebook, you can see it. And I'm going to be also be uploading my new photo in my the profile there at BBS Radio. So just thought I'd say, we want to give Kevin a nice plug. He's a great photographer. Unfortunately, I know JoJo Shaken listens to the show, but I wasn't in California, JoJo. I'm here in Ohio, so I had to. I discovered this young man, and if anybody would like his information, I'd be happy to pass out his name and phone number and website to you. So you can just give me a call at 216-691-1233. One of the reasons for that is because I don't have his information right in front of me. I walked away from it, and I don't want to lose you. So anyway, that's where I'm at today. I'm getting ready to go to Minneapolis at the end of the month. I'm going to be doing a lecture at the Lake Harriet community, spiritual community, on Friday, the 27th of January, and we're doing a level one there, the 28th and 29th. So again, if that of a level one Akashic Records is of interest to you, we'd love to have you join us. And again, you can certainly call me and let me know how you liked it. Anyway, not how you liked it, excuse me, to tell me if you'd like to join us. So that's my story this morning, or this afternoon. Actually, it's the evening. Can you tell? I'm multitasking as we talk. Okay, so tonight, again, we need to really bring it home about what we need to do for 2012. We need to let you know that 2012 is a time for us to really move into our own sacredness as an individual. It's our time to get all the stuff that we have been promising ourselves that we were going to do out of the way. And even though we have a year to do it, we've waited how many years before we actually got together? So for those of us who have a tendency to procrastinate, let's start at the beginning of the year to work on it so we're not kind of saying, oh, darn, come the end of the year. So it is what I'd like to do tonight, and I'd love to hear from some of you folks here. What are some of the things you want to shift? And if you'd like some help with that, if you would like some information about how to create a better life for yourself, or maybe what's the reason for some blocks in your life, and how you can release those, please give me a call. I've got a voice now, and I don't know how long it's going to last. So if you'd like to find out about your life in the upcoming days of 2012, please call me. It would be great to talk to you. So there's a lady by the the name of Dr. Angela, I want to say her name correctly, and it's Paragoff, I think. And Angela Paragoff has a wonderful, she has like morning blessings that come to people every day during the week. And I get these messages from her, and I've got to tell you that when the last one that she sent, there was some important information in that. But there's one thing that you have to know that there. I just want to see if I can find it. Just give me a minute. It just came to me that we should be talking about this. First of all, one of the things that she actually says, though, is that it was ordained that during the time period from 1987, and that was the harmonic conversion, to 2012, the collective consciousness of Earth would remember its royal heritage. And I think that, and the master's teachers and loved ones of the Akashic Records are also verifying that right now. And we have to know and understand that we have work to do on ourselves. And the reason that's so important is because we, our planet needs the help of love. And we need this wake-up call in so many different ways. We need it to move forward. And this time is just a very, very important time. And it's a wonderful time to... for manifestation, and we really need to remember that part of it, that manifestation is what we are about. We are learning more and more that we are more spiritual being than we are human being. We are learning to have a better understanding of our consciousness. And one of the things that she says that is that I would like to quote, because I really would like you to take a note of this, and I will credit her. And her name is Reverend Angela Paragoff, and that's Paregoff, and she has what they call morning blessings. But there's one piece in this morning blessing that came forward this morning that said, by understanding and recognizing that your destiny is to awaken to a new climate of consciousness, you take responsibility and create new positive ways of working with the ramped up energy to produce a reality that is joyous, peaceful, loving, and abundant. So if any of you out there would like me to forward you the whole article of what she has to say for her morning blessings, I would be happy to do that. You need to email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. That's info@akashicwisdom.com, and I will forward this message to you. And then at the very end, it tells you how you can sign up to get your own issue every day to subscribe to the blessings. So again, you can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com, and I will be happy to forward that information right to you. So, but that's a very important statement. The statement that we have to understand that our consciousness is absolutely key in creating what we want. We need to really remember that. And so as you remember that, you have to take a look at all the different areas that you want to create. I know you probably feel like I'm a broken record, but I've got to tell you that the masters, teachers, and loved ones keep repeating this over and over again, not only to me, for myself, but also to my clients, and they want me to reiterate it here for you. And so I want you to really kind of remember that. Now, ladies and gentlemen, my voice is kind of going tonight, if you can hear it. And so if there is a question or a comment. folks, I'm sorry that I disconnected you. Actually, Zohar, my wonderful little kitty cat, was playing, and guess what? He knocked my phone down. So that's cats for you. Anyway, as I was saying is, as you can hear, my voice is going again, and I would love to talk to you because I don't know how much longer I can stay on the air tonight. So if you have a question, this is the time to call, and I will give you that number again. You can call at 800, no, actually it's 888-429-5471 with any of your questions. And I had had a wonderful opportunity to talk with some wonderful folks this afternoon, Terry and John, and they're welcome to call. Also, if Nikki's out there and needs to talk to somebody, she can certainly give a call in, and would love to hear from you because, again, don't know how long this is going to last. This voice is going real quick. So anyway, let's get back to talking about those morning blessings that we were talking about, and just explore that line. One of the other things that Reverend Piragoff says that the masters, teachers, and loved ones have been saying as well for many, many years is that you need to choose how you want your immediate world to be on a daily basis. You have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that we have been working a long time for this year, and life as we know it is crumbling, not in a negative sense, but in an expanded consciousness sense. So there are people out there that are going to need more help than before. More things are happening. We're becoming closer and closer to really realizing our full potentials as humans. And so we have a caller. Hello, caller. Hello.
Yes, hi, Donna.
Hi, who's this?
Can you hear me?
I can, but yeah. I can't hear who it is.
Oh,
hello.
Yeah, my name is Marilyn. I'm calling from Illinois.
Oh, hi, Marilyn. Have you called before? Hello.
You know, I think I did. It was probably two, three years ago.
Oh, okay. All right. So you're calling from Illinois. How can we help you tonight?
Let's see. 2012 is here finally, and
yes.
I'm hoping for a good year for myself and my family.
Uh-huh.
And I'll be doing some traveling. So
are you going to the Far East?
Yeah, I need to ask a specific.
Hello.
I'm going to Egypt.
Egypt. I was hearing. I heard
yeah.
Far East, and then you're saying Middle East. For whatever reason, you never know, the Far East might be a part of that. When are you going?
Actually, in eight days.
In 8 days. What do you want to accomplish
yeah.
in this? What do you want to accomplish on this trip?
Well, it's been a place that I've wanted to visit for quite some time. Actually, since you put it that way, I haven't really had time to think about it. I've got to start thinking about that.
Yeah, you do. And I'll
so
tell
much
you why.
Has been going on.
Mm-hmm. Are you going with a small group?
It's a tour group.
Yeah,
yeah small
but I mean,
group.
It's
14 or 15.
Yeah, that's what I. And there was like that's what I was getting. And are they specifically spiritual or is it just tourists?
Specifically spiritual.
Oh, they are. Great, great. So here's
yeah.
what's going to be important for you. Now, are you going to Luxor or are you just going to be in Cairo? Where are all you going?
Well, it'll begin in Cairo and then we'll fly, of course, do the Giza thing and then fly down to Aswan and then head up to Luxor on that typical tour, 3-day Nile trip, and then just be all around, really.
So I want you to notice, it's going to be very important when you go on this trip, to notice what's happening in your body when you go to Luxor and you walk around the ruins of Luxor.
Okay.
And it's going to be also important for you when you actually stand in front of the Sphinx.
Okay.
So I want you to just be aware of and the Great Pyramids too. There's so much to see, but and you may be amazed at the squalor that is in various areas where these wonderful monuments are. However,
here I will be.
Yeah. However, what's going to be very important is that, A, you not separate from the group, yet you separate. I'm hearing emotional, but that's not emotion. It's really about being able to move into your own sacred space while staying with the group. Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. The reason it's important to not move away from the group is because the energy of the group is actually a very wonderful protective energy, and you want to stay within the group. It's like, in other words, like don't. There's going to be a time you're going to want to go and explore on your own. Please fight that.
Okay.
Don't do that.
Yes.
I'm not trying to scare you. I'm just trying to say that it's important that you maintain your energy connection with your group. Okay.
Right. Yeah. I didn't figure I would be doing too much excursioning.
No, it's not an excursion. It's about, for example, if you're looking at the Sphinx and the group is one place and you're walking another place around the Sphinx, don't do that.
I see. Okay.
We're not talking about you taking an off trip by yourself. Of course you're not going to do
that. A day trip or something, yeah.
No. We're not talking about that. We're talking about don't wander. Always stay with the group. And
I remember that.
Please remember that. It's important on a lot of different dimensions, and it's important on a lot of different levels. Not just dimensions, you know, there's levels and then dimensions. But it's also important, again, I don't want to scare you, but from a safety factor, but it's also important from an energy factor. Okay?
Now that physical proximity, is that, you said multi-levels.
Yep.
You're getting that specifically.
I am.
Wow.
And what's important is to try and keep some type of a journal with you at all times. What I'm hearing is it's very, very, you may literally go into a past life as you're standing in front of something or somebody or somewhere, or it could be so, it'll be kind of out of the blue. It's a really good possibility. You're real connected to Egypt. It's like there's going to be a lot of memories. It's like you're going to know stuff about places or feel. It's like you'll even feel stuff about places. It's going to be a knowing that you're going to feel, and some may be pleasant and some may not. That's why you need to have that group around in case you start going through something. You don't want to be alone. If you're at the spiritual group, you need to be able to be there. I'm not trying. Again, this is not about scaring you. It's about expanding you. Does that make sense?
Yes. However, yes, I had an experience, and I don't, you know, want to hog the line or anything.
You're not hogging the line. Don't worry about it.
Oh,
if we get another call, it'll be pumped.
Okay. Just let me know when you cut me off. But I had an experience in France at the Arc de Triomphe,
uh-huh.
And it was a sudden burst of emotion that I couldn't explain. As if I had been there before, or I don't know, but there was some connection. And so I think I understand what you're talking about, but it didn't leave me in any, I'm a pretty grounded person, so, I kept my senses about me, but it was an oddity to have that emotional flow of energy just go through me.
Well, the same, very similar things are going to happen to you. And some may be more pronounced than others. Now, and this being said, because this is being said, you may be more on guard. We're hoping that's not the case. We're hoping you're to allow yourself for your energy to be able to be shifted, because this, the places you're going to and the areas, because of the group you're going with, you're going to have, there'll be some vortexes that you're going to be within, and I'm hearing there are going to be some ceremonies that are going to go on, right? Rituals?
Have you heard, speaking, well, you're an Akashic reader, well,
yes.
Maureen St. Germain is the tour leader.
Oh, interesting.
And she's also an Akashic reader.
Well, hopefully she's going to open up the records of the land. See, one of the things that we do, that I've been taught and that I teach other people to do is open up the records of the land and animals. Naturally, you've got to get permission of the land, you know. However, there are certain places that are more open to that than others.
Yeah, that
makes
sense.
There's lots of information in the land. And if you're curious about that, what I'm being shown is it's even just a matter of getting some sand into a vial. And they're talking about a glass vial. Doesn't have to be a big one, just a small, like, was it? You had an aspirin bottle, and you dumped the aspirin, and you have a glass, it's not plastic, it's a glass aspirin, you know, the kind of travel kind. You can actually move into the space that you need with that sand.
I will do that.
Yeah. And you could probably bring that home with you for further exploration. You're not hurting anybody by taking a little vial of sand. I don't mean to, you know, of course, if every tourist took a vial of sand, that probably wouldn't be good, but not every tourist is going to think about that, nor do they want it. You know, so the idea here is you may want to have a couple ready, all right, prior to going. You've got 8 days, so get a lot of little aspirins and dump them all out into one thing. And the reality is those empty glass, and just label them as to where they're from.
Okay. Wow. May I ask, and forgive me that I'm not knowledgeable about how you, can you tell me who you're getting the information from?
I don't know.
I see.
Because the masters, teachers, and loved ones that I work with don't have names. They're high vibrational beings. Okay, that meet us where we are. I access the Akashic records through a specific sacred prayer. The prayer itself is a vibrational key, shifts the energy, makes the information accessible. But the beings that I work with, the way they're known to. It's not even to each other because it's a collective. But the way they're known is through vibration and frequency and color.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, in other words, like, they don't have a name, per se. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It does.
And so the idea here is that they are beings of light, high vibrational beings of light. And a name would not serve you because it would limit you. Because when you put a vibrational name on anything, that then encapsulates it. It kind of traps the energy, if you know
limit.
That way.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
So is it possible for a group such as, you know, that I'm going with and our collective energies,
uh-huh.
You know, interference-wise or, you know, for a sensitive person, you know, be picking up on, you know, I may have my personal experience, but at the same time, I may be picking up on other people's experiences as well. like a bleed through.
Then what you want to do, Marilyn, is ask, is this mine?
Yeah.
And then you want to also ask, first of all, is it mine? And if you hear a no, then you need to ask, why are you telling me this at this time? And who are you? That's when you ask.
Oh, right. That's good.
Okay. Because if it's yours and it feels, understand something, spirit, true divine spirit will only speak to you in the feelings of love.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else is not what you want around you. And you need to command it to go. Especially in, you know, with your, there was a, you don't know what you're walking into over there. But you're going to be so protected. But you're going to be very protected. I mean, I'm not getting that you're going to have an issue with that way. It's really more about your own personal emotional issues that you may, that may trigger. That's all. And you may not even realize. You may even take care of it through your dreams, and it won't even affect you. You know, you'll probably, you may go to sleep one night and you know, go out of your body and handle it. That's possible too. But just be that, but they are very adamant about you not wandering off from the group.
Okay. That's a good thing to know.
Yeah.
Because it's probably common and small, depending on the environment, for people
sure.
to want to stray a bit.
Yeah, and, you don't want to do that.
Okay.
And I'd be willing to bet the guides tell you not to do that as well. But they're interested in something, and they don't want your safety. What the master's teachers and loved ones are talking about is if anybody in the group, you know, has any kind of triggers, they're going to want somebody around them. It's not necessarily to help them or do anything for them, but just to either hold the energy, witness it, or be able to get to call and gather the group for additional support. You see?
Mhm. I see.
Yeah, what kind of healer do you consider yourself, Marilyn?
A generalist. Specifics. I don't know.
I think we talked about this before.
I don't
somehow.
Know. If that's
did we talk about this before?
Well, not that I recall. The it's been over a couple of years, but there was a woman guest on your program who I spoke with very briefly. It was at the very end of the program, and so. That it doesn't ring a bell.
What doesn't ring a bell? That we were talking about this?
Right. No. I don't think so, but, you know, it has been a couple of years.
Well, but what's coming forward is if we haven't talked about it, you certainly have talked enough to yourself and your soul about it.
Well, that's very, very much the case.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
The piece here is that you keep asking yourself what it is that you do, and the reality is you're trying to put yourself in a box, and there is no box to put yourself in.
Well, I think that's the conclusion I'm coming to as well. Is when I say I'm a generalist, it's I don't feel drawn to any one certain pathway, and it's exasperating actually sometimes.
Well, say again.
Well, I think there are many people probably like me that want to be more focused. And it would seem easier if it was a natural inclination to just grab on to one specific modality. But I am And I've been studying these things since I was a teenager, so we're going decades ago. And I'm a generalist, and I just can't get away from it.
But you sell yourself short. Because basically what you are is a customized, what you do is customized healing.
You know, wow, Donna, I don't think that strikes me very, very a chord that, wow, that's very insightful of you.
Well, it's the master's teachers and loved ones that want to give you that information. I'm just lucky enough to be able to deliver it to you. You have to understand.
That's an amazing way to put it, because I get that. That's what I do.
Exactly. You are a customized healer. You customize the program or the modality or the mixture of modality based on the energy needs of the individual. And you need to really claim that.
Wow. I could actually refine that.
Mm-hmm.
But in general, that's an oxymoron. That is, you've got it. You hit the nail on the head.
So when people ask you what you do, you are a customized healer. You customize your programs, or you can say it any way you want. But the reality is you customize your programs and modalities based on the energy needs of the individual soul that you're working on, and that based on the body needs of the soul that you're working on.
Wow. Well, I am intuitive like that, but I'm not exactly programmatic. But
no, but it has to do. No. Okay, don't. We're not talking about. Again, remember, one of the things you may want to consider is to give up naming anything.
Yeah.
Because when you name it, you put it in that box, in that label.
Seems like just even, it's just gotten so, so much, there's so much naming going on, we can't,
right.
It's hard to get away from. But it is, it just would be kind of a relief just, and actually that's just what I get it.
Yeah.
It's the only way I can describe how it's possible to do that, because I kind of do it when I'm relaxed, but then when I, that's excellent. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And see, the other thing that what they want to share with you is that the way that you mix modalities, it really busts apart any names. Because it's not like you say, okay, I'm going to do a little Reiki here and a little touch for health, and now I'm going to do some. It's not like that. It's really about just allowing whatever to flow in its absolute perfect order.
Yeah. Well, I don't talk about it with, you know, I mean, I don't even, I mean, intentionally, I don't go out, I don't ascribe to, well, I've been trained in a couple of different modalities, but I don't, I don't,
I don't pursue them. You're a practitioner of each.
Correct? No, not at all.
Right.
No.
Exactly. Because you don't have to. Because, again, when you label it, you cramp the energy rather than allow the energy.
Can you ask the light beings if they see much more travel for me?
For you?
Meeting other, yes.
Well, here's what you need to understand. You are at a place in your life where it is important for you to do what is joyful. And if you've listened to the program, you've heard me say that to other people. But the reality here is you touch a lot of people when you travel. So it's up to you if you find it joyful the other what they're suggesting or recommending is that you tweak and tone up your business cards. And you may tell me you don't have any. That's
actually,
okay.
I don't.
Right. It's time you got them. Because what's happening is that it's time for you to claim your bliss. And your bliss is helping others. As long as you let go and you literally divorce yourself of outcome, you'll be okay. You understand that?
I
Hello?
Do. That's,
okay.
That's, maybe you have another call.
I think I do, but I want you to hear that, okay? You've got to divorce yourself from outcome and claim your bliss.
Wherever that'll take me.
Wherever that will take you. Don't limit yourself. Just allow it. And will you call when you get back from Egypt?
I will do that.
I'd love to hear from you.
Thank you very much, and I hope your voice, your throat feels better soon.
Oh, thanks. It will. I've just been using it a
Kipper.
Lot. That's all.
I hear you. All right. Well,
all right.
You're super.
Thank you so
okay,
much for calling,
night.
Marilyn.
And Happy New Year.
And Happy New Year to you too. Okay.
Thanks.
My best to your group.
Yes. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye bye. I think I have another caller on the line. I heard a beep. Do I have another caller on the line? Hello?
Dolores from Florida.
I'm sorry, hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Dolores from Florida.
Hi, Dolores from Florida. How are you this evening?
Kind of in the position you are.
I've been
sending you well-being and love, and may the blessings be.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. How can we help you tonight? What would you like to talk about?
This is the first time I've even heard of your show.
Oh, well, that's good. Well, thank you so much for calling.
Brooks Agnew, and then you came on.
that's great.
Yeah, I thought I'd give it a try.
Good.
And I guess my question would be, what I'm really trying to be is an inspiration to myself and to others to move into their higher consciousness. And I guess the question that I'm really asking is, what is the highest energy or the highest answer that you can give me from the Akashic Records? I've never tuned into anyone before who read the Akashic Records.
Okay. Well, I were you listening to earlier to the when I explained to Marilyn how I access the Akashic Records?
Yes, I did hear that.
Okay, great. And just so you know, I also teach people how to access their Akashic Records.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I teach people not only how to access their own personal Akashic Records, but that would be a level one, but also in a level two aspect that I teach people how to access the records of other people with their permission, as well as the land and animals.
I see.
And so in fact, I'm going to have a class in Minneapolis at the end of the month in January. But I go where I'm invited, Dolores. So this is your first time calling.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where you are in Florida, but if you have that's something that I do. People ask me to come, and I do. And we set it up, and it's fun. And people learn a lot, and lectures are cool, and classes are cool, and have deep insights. And that to me is the best, is to having the deep insights or to watch people have those openings and expansions. And so your question about is how you can affect an inspirational presence for people to reach and move within themselves for their highest good and their highest level understanding. Is that correct?
Right.
And see, what's important for you, Dolores, is to know that you can only inspire them to the heights that they're willing to go.
They have a choice, yes, I do understand that.
And there's many
people... To accept it or not accept.
Yeah, and there's many people who don't want to climb the ladder.
Right.
They're afraid of heights. And so the idea is that for those people who are wanting to move into the depths of their being and to really uncover the massive amount of love that is there for them, those
right.
are the people that you can empower. And the others need to have the support just to learn to love themselves, because that's
right,
foreign.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, it's very hard to even define what does it mean to love myself. What does that mean? Well, I talked to many people who they were raised in a way of that they always have to put other people first. That they can no longer, they can't look for themselves, they can't ask for themselves. They always have to put other people first. And the reality is, if we don't put ourselves first, we can't help anybody else.
That I do understand. So I'm have been working on myself for quite some time in relationship to that.
Sure.
Loving myself first before
right.
even send it out.
All the time, absolutely. But what you are is a beautiful gem of a being. Do you hold classes or how do you?
I don't hold classes. Oh, not at this point.
Did you?
Pardon?
Have you in the past?
I've never held classes. Maybe I'm supposed to be doing that, but that just hasn't worked out for me.
Well, all I can tell you is I'm going to share with you one of the things that I'm being shown from a past life situation. And I don't know what your connection is to Madame Blavatsky. Do you know who she is?
I don't think so.
She is one of the founders of the Theosophy Society.
Of the what?
Theosophy. And so you may want to look up Madame Blavatsky and see what information comes forward to you about her and her life or what. Many times when something like this comes forward and the client looks something up, just in reading just one line, there's a message that comes forward that creates the clarity that the person needed.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I was hearing. And it would be important for you to consider creating a plan of how to help people and inspiring people. How did you want to do that?
Well, presently, I do this on a one-to-one basis, whoever, you know, may come into my environment. I do that on a one-to-one basis.
Uh-huh.
But never with a class, actually.
And do you charge for your services, or you just do this freely? Given or what?
Freely.
Do they come and ask you, or do you just offer it without them asking?
No. Usually something comes up, a question or whatever, and it just comes out of me naturally.
So like you're standing in line at a grocery store and somebody just says something, and the next thing you know, you're helping them. Is that correct?
Well, I guess I'm helping because I'm talking. You know, I say something, I answer whatever it may be.
Uh-huh.
And any friends which are few in between, actually. I've had a lot of, let's say, losses in my life.
Right.
On that, you know. So, friends, I'm 76 years old.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, friends have come and gone. I mean, they've even made translations at a very early age.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So.
Have you written any of your insights and wisdom down?
Not really.
How come?
Well, I don't know how come. I do a lot of writing, making notes or, you know, for myself, I guess, in that respect, I do.
Right.
But, because I do a lot of journaling.
That's what we're talking about. See, that journaling could be a book if you're interested.
Yeah, I kind of understand that here because about a month or so ago, I had all of these sentences kept coming to my mind, and I got my journal out and just quickly wrote each thing down as they came. And when I got through, it was like, you know, you don't need a book, like 400 or 500 pages, but just something very preliminary, if that's the correct word. It could be very short and sweet and to the point.
Okay.
Yeah, that did happen. But I've had over the years, I mean, this goes back years ago, just talking in classes maybe I've been to or a gathering, whether it was just a luncheon or something, someone there, every time as we would have different conversations, they would always say to me, you need to write a book. And that just hasn't happened yet. But I am trying and I am asking to reach my highest potential
and
for this life.
So what is your bliss? What is your joy, Dolores?
That is another thing, joy. I don't really think I've had that much joy in my life at this point, and I am focusing on being joy lately.
Right.
Just because I
joy.
Do understand the word joy. If you have joy in your life, everything else kind of follows and just falls in.
Right, absolutely.
So I kind of led that way too.
Right. So the idea here is what... what does bring you joy, though?
Well, I seem to take on a different persona when I am speaking with one person, maybe two persons, and I take on a totally different persona. And within myself, I feel more complete. You're really asking me some questions. I got to think.
Right. Because unless you understand who you are and what you want and what brings you bliss, you can't possibly inspire other people.
Yeah, well, that does it. Because I've even had other people tell me, you just seem like a different person right now.
Okay.
And I can see the light in your eyes. And, of course, I'm not totally aware of that. I just know that I feel more fulfilled. So I guess you could call that bliss. And I guess that's what I would like to do.
Okay. But what brings you joy? What activity brings you joy?
activity.
Yeah.
Well, sports used to bring me a lot of that because I have indulged in tennis, etc. But things have kind of taken a turn as far as my strength is concerned ever since May of 2010.
Okay.
And I think it's due to all the shifting that's been taking place, you know.
Uh-huh.
The more that the intense light is being sent in, you would think that that would put me into a more positive position physically, but for some reason, I continue to have one symptom after another. They come and they go. And I do not know why I am allowing all of that instead of, you know, being positive, having all of it to be positive for me. I don't know. So I've been looking at that and asking about that. I have been living in questions. I live in questions for probably at least 6 months or more, probably about 9 months. I have been living in just asking questions.
And so what is your greatest fear?
A lot of them are answered. It could be within minutes. It could be within days or hours.
But did you get answers?
I do get answers, yes.
So the next question that the masters, teachers, and loved ones would like to ask you is, what is your greatest
mm-hmm.
fear? What is your greatest fear?
My greatest fear?
Mm-hmm.
What keeps coming to me in relation to that is that I must be somewhat afraid of the unknown or afraid of the power person that I really am, the infinite being that I really am.
Right.
And I don't know if in another lifetime I used my power in error or whatever. And so I would say a fear of my power.
And the fear of your power is what's creating the other challenges, because it's like when you were a kid and you weren't listened to. You were diminished and you weren't able
mm-hmm.
to blossom as a beautiful flower that you are. And
mm-hmm.
as you diminish, the fear of your greatness is so powerful that it creates other challenges in your life. And for some people, it's health. For some other people, it's just a variety of different crisis situations or financial that they can't move forward for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the underlying belief that it's the underlying belief of knowing how powerful you are and being afraid of the power for fear of hurting someone else.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
How does that feel like truth?
It don't feel good.
No. Well, but this is not meant to make you feel bad. It's meant to expand your awareness so you understand that that has nothing to do with truth. It may be feel like truth in your body. It may like feel like truth because what was just said. But the reality is that you stepping into your greatness will not hurt anyone. And the only reason you were diminished is because you were misunderstood, and that's the only way they knew how to handle you. You were parented the way your parents were parented.
Mm-hmm.
And so it wasn't personal so much as habit or learned behavior. And total not understanding of what the consequences were.
Mm-hmm.
So at this point...
I know
point,
in...
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. You said...
I know in 1996 is when I really started to wake up.
Uh-huh.
And when I would go to various classes, etc., it was like I was totally introverted.
Okay.
And I kind of broke out of that. I mean, you know, I wouldn't talk. I wouldn't ask questions. And in 1996, I think, well, I don't think I know, I started to open up. And the thought back when I finally made that transition, I also had it in my mind that maybe in a past life, maybe I did harm someone with my language or something. And until I was totally ready to make that change or not do that again, this sounds really dumb, but anyway, and in order not to do that again and not try to control anyone is when I was finally able. Now you can't really keep me quiet in a classroom, you know.
Uh-huh.
So anyway.
Well, but the thing is that the fear, you still are carrying the fear of stepping into your greatness.
That's possible, yeah.
Well, when you were asked, that's what you said.
Mm-hmm.
You just said it a few minutes ago. And you share that
fear.
So
how do I...
Huh?
How do I release it?
Well, the way you release it... We have a delay on here, so sometimes I don't mean to talk over you. I just... you were going to say, how do you release it, and what did you say? Sometimes what?
Yeah, that was a question. I asked it twice.
Oh, okay. So the idea here about releasing the fear of stepping into your greatness understands that part of it has to do with the fear of accepting the responsibility, because there's a part of your ego, and this is where it lies. It's your ego that's afraid, too. And whether you misused your power in a past life may or may not have anything to do with this, because, quite frankly, we all did. Anybody who's on the major path of enlightenment now, who is fearful of stepping into their power, that even is afraid of moving forward on their path for fear of their life changing too much, there are power issues, because those power issues were rooted in ego. The reality here is, now that you're 76 years old, you can really forego the ego and move into the calm and blissful feeling of knowing how magnificent you are without having to prove it to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And when you feel the peace of that, and when you allow yourself to be magnificent, you really won't have to do anything. People will just be attracted to you. But the master's teachers are, and loved ones are, suggesting that you create a gathering of spiritual like-mindedness for meditation or just support or journaling. Something that you would like to just share. It's not necessarily a support group so much as it is a group of like-minded people discussing different things. Could be a spiritual book club for that matter. start out with. It's very non-threatening for you, and yet the the people who come would benefit by your wisdom. And that's how you inspire people. We're going all the way back to when you first called, and your first question was, what can I do to inspire people to reach for the highest within them?
Mm-hmm.
The way you do that, Dorothy, is by being present and for modeling reaching for your highest.
Well, that is what I'm trying to focus on.
So create a book club. You know, you can go to the library, and you don't even have to have it in your home. You can do it at a public library because you're not going to charge for it. And if you decided to have a philosophical or a spiritual or a New Age book club meeting, everybody would get the book. The library could have some of the books. Everybody could read it, and then you discuss it, and from that discussion would come your wisdom.
Mm-hmm. I have held a facilitator. I have been a facilitator in a worship group, which,
okay,
of course, and then I was asked to lead a group, and I did do that.
Okay.
And that was very, very, I guess, the highlight of my life, actually.
And we're suggesting you do it again.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you asked the question, how do I get people, and this is the answer to your question.
Yes. Thank you for that.
You're welcome. And so it's up to you to take action on that.
Yep, that is correct.
Nobody will do it for you.
Right.
But if you take one step forward, the universe will follow and then step ahead of you to help you create it.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to make the commitment to be willing. And this is not a criticism. It's just helping you understand what the qualifiers are.
Right.
Because unless you're willing to stand up and be counted and say, yeah, okay, I'll do that. You know, that's okay. That's easy, easy peasy. I can do that. I know how to show up once a week or once a month. I can do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so that's what they're suggesting you do.
Okay, I know exactly where to go to do that, too.
Well, there you go. Thank you so much.
Uh-huh.
Please keep in touch with us.
Yeah, one thing that kind of held me back is the health situation, I guess. I've always been a healthy person my entire life.
Uh-huh.
Up until a couple of years or so ago.
Okay.
And the thyroid is involved with that. And that all has to do with the thyroid, from my understanding, the chakra there has to do with communicator. And I know that I am a communicator.
It actually has to do with speaking your truth.
Pardon?
So that it has to do with speaking your truth.
Right.
Yeah. And it has to do with speaking your truth so people don't suck your energy. So if you have ever experienced that in your life, you can let that go too.
Mm-hmm.
A lot to think about, huh?
Yeah, you've kind of, on the whole, from A to Z.
Say
so
again?
To speak.
On the whole, what?
You've kind of zeroed in to all of it, just making it more clear to me.
Right. That's what
Akashic
Records... Giving
me some clarity on it. I've had thoughts about that, and it's just a matter of And you have clarified all of that. And the biggie here is I've got to take the action.
Yeah.
I got to show up.
Yes, you do. But I have full faith that you can do that.
Wow. I appreciate that.
Absolutely. You know why? Because it's your internal innate desire to be of service.
Right.
And that is what you've always been, but now you can do it on an even grander scale, more than you even realize. Not because it's going to be out of control, but because you're going to reach people, and then they're going to reach people, and you'd be surprised the way the pebble in the pond works.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I want you to please keep in touch with us. Please keep in touch with me and call me and let me know how you're doing. If you whatever you choose to create, it's your creation. You can create it any way you want it. It doesn't have to be weekly. It could be monthly. You know,
I guess 2012 is the year to do it.
It is, ma'am. It is, darling. You need to get out there. And you have the power, and you have it all. And the reality is, this is not about asking you to do something that you physically would be unable to do. That's not what's being asked of you. What's being asked of you is to do something that you deeply want to do.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Yeah, you're right about that.
All right. All right, so have to go because it's after. Well, I'm in Ohio, you're in Florida. It's after midnight, and so we've gone a little over. But, Dorothy, I'd love to hear from you again. I hope you listen to the show again.
Well, I will because it's midnight here.
Yep, it's midnight. I'm in Akron, Ohio.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So.
Well, thank you so much. And,
you're welcome, dear.
Like I said at the beginning, well-being to you, and may the blessings be.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
All right. You have
good
a good evening, and keep in touch.
Thank you.
All right, dear. Bye-bye. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we really want to thank Marilyn for calling, and we want to thank Dolores for calling. And we did have an email question that we didn't get to, and that was from Bob, but we'll get to that next week. And again, if you would like to email me questions that you want answered on the Akashic Wisdom Internet Radio Show, you can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com, and you can also take a look at calling in or possibly attending an Akashic Record workshop, or even supporting Akashic Wisdom as a show. You can donate to our show to keep it going, and you can do that through PayPal, and you use the email address of info@akashicwisdom.com, and it'll come right to me, and I deeply appreciate it. So tonight, ladies and gentlemen, it was a great show. If you have any questions about what was going on, please, again, email me, or you can call me personally at 216-691-1233. That's my personal private number. It's got an answering machine on it, and I will do my best to give you a call back as soon as I can. And so you have a wonderful evening, a great week. Have a miracle-filled week. And so we want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. And with that, we close the records by saying amen, amen, amen. The Akashic Records are now closed. Amen. Good night, everybody.